There is a scripture in the Bible that I love very much indeed. Jesus is the speaker and he says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. John 10, verse 14. Quite frankly, dear friends, he's the good shepherd because of four reasons. We read here that he calls his own sheep by name. That means he knows them. He doesn't call them by a number. He calls them by their name. There was one particular man who was diametrically opposed to him. His name was Saul of Tarsus. In fact, he was so bitterly opposed to the Christian faith that he went about Jerusalem putting people in prison. And he was determined to stop the progress of Christianity. On the Damascus Road, the Lord met him. The good shepherd spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You see, the Lord knew him and called him by his name. Dear friends, God knows you. He knows every single detail of your life. He knows everything that you've done. He knows you just like an open book. And yet, this is the wonderful news. He loves you and he calls you. And I believe, as I am giving this message now, that God is calling you by name. And he wants you to come to him. And therefore, he calls his own sheep by name. That's why he's the good shepherd. Secondly, he lays down his life for the sheep. In verse 15 of John 10, he says, As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Have you ever heard of a shepherd dying for the sheep? Invariably, it's the sheep that die for the shepherd. He keeps those sheep for the purpose of butchering. And those sheep help the human family to live. But here is a shepherd that gives his life for the sheep. What a shepherd. And that good shepherd loved us so much that he went to a cross, and there on that cross bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And before God he bore the judgment of our sins, and he gave his life for the sheep. And dear friends, he not only calls you, but he loves you. Just where you're sitting now, you can be sure of this, that God infinitely loves you. But he's not only the good shepherd because he calls his sheep, he lays down his life for the sheep, but he is a risen shepherd. In verse 18 he says, I have power to lay it down, I have power to take it again. You see, when Christ died upon the cross, it was a voluntary death. He had power to lay it down. But he had power to take it again. You see, on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And when God raised him from the dead, he raised him from the dead with mighty power. In fact, in Romans 6, it tells us that he was raised by the glory of the Father. That means all the glory of the fatherhood of God was placed in the resurrection when he raised him from the dead. And therefore, there is a risen shepherd who's alive, who has all power and all authority, who has power to forgive sins, power to change the lives of men and women. And my dear friends, may I say this to you, I have seen the Lord Jesus changing and revolutionizing the lives of thousands. And he is the good shepherd because he is the risen shepherd. But he is the good shepherd, lastly, because he gives them security. He says, I give unto my sheep eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. You see, he gives us life eternal. That means he puts the Holy Spirit within us. And when he comes into us, that life is resident within our bodies. And God makes this living promise to you that when you have this eternal life, there is no power that can take you out of the hands of the shepherd. Paul put it like this, that there was no power in the universe, and he went right through a list of things in Romans 8 that can separate us from the love of God. And therefore, when a person receives Christ as his Savior and Lord, he is given eternal life, and that person will never perish. And there is this double security. In other words, the Lord Jesus says, I've got you in my hand. My Father too has got you in his hands. And I and my Father are one, so that you are actually one with the Father and one with the Son. And therefore there isn't a power in this universe that can take you out of the hands of that glorious Trinity. Now, isn't that just wonderful? I do trust that someone may trust the Good Shepherd even today. Amen.